All right, Mason and Ireland rolling on. There's a Momo with a 3 o'clock growl.
That was your growl, John?
No, I didn't growl.
That was your. Oh, somebody growled. Who was that?
We're not saying because you get mad.
I empowered you to growl.
I never growl at 3 o'clock. That's a Mason thing. But we've got Lakers tonight at Staples Center. Michael and I are on the call. Michael's here today, and coming up later this hour, Ramona has lie of the day. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour.
I think I know what it is.
I think I know too, but I have two things that I'm going back and forth with, so I'm not sure which one.
I'd be a good liar, you guys. I think you've unleashed this whole new side of me.
I love it.
Like, I like lying.
And then game of games today. It's my game, and everybody's going to compete. So Ramona and I are both Raider fans. Basically, we like to punish ourselves every football season by thinking we're going to win the Super Bowl and then never winning it. But I wanted to ask both you guys, and Michael in particular, you. Earlier this week, the Raiders waived a cornerback named Damon Arnette. He was their first-round pick in 2020. Henry Ruggs, who they obviously had to release after that tragic DWI where he killed a woman and her dog, was also a first-round pick. And I started thinking about something. The Raiders have always been kind of an organization that lets their play, you know, the just win baby, lets their players play with very few rules, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we're outlaws. Yeah. Raiders are outlaws.
Ramona, did Mike Mayock, their GM, was asked this week, did the NFL make a mistake by putting young players in a 24-hour city like Las Vegas? And are there... Is fit an issue? Think about it. Michael, they got young players, guys 21, 22, 23 years old, that have millions of dollars in Vegas. Is that a bad match?
No, you just got some idiots and some fools who play for the Raiders. Yep. I mean, look at South Beach. South Beach is just as enticing and inviting and as decadent as the Strip in Vegas. And you don't see a bunch of Dolphin players getting in trouble over there, do you? So, no, the Raiders just have some fools on their roster. Simple as that.
I agree. And the whole thing about Damon Arnette, I mean, Mayock was talking about it. He had some character issues coming out of college, which is why it was such a shock when they picked him in the first round, remember? And he said, this is on me. I did all the research. We dove into the character issues. And, he said it was on him. Like, they saw what they wanted to see. Right. And, that video is pretty disturbing if you haven't seen it.
Right.
It's very disturbing. The Henry Ruggs thing, I mean, that is just awful. I mean, I don't even want to dwell on that so much because it's so awful. But I don't know I don't think that has anything to do with Vegas, do you? I mean, I think somebody's going to drive 156 miles an hour.
I kind of tend to agree with Michael. If you're going to be an idiot, you'll be an idiot anywhere. I don't know if it helps that they're in Vegas.
It's not like he was out at the casino partying.
Ruggs was at a Top Golf and he was drinking.
Yeah.
Really, there's reports that he had drinks numbering in the teens before he got behind the wheel, which is just unbelievable.
Why did his girlfriend not see that? Because his girlfriend's with him. Why didn't she just take the keys and say, "Listen"?
Well, let me say this again, and Michael knows this, and this goes for any professional sports team, not just the Raiders. Every pro sports team has team security. In the case of Michael and I, they travel with us everywhere we go. They're at the home games or at the road games. Every player on the roster has the cell phone number of all the people in team security. And they are told from day one, if you ever find yourself in a situation where it wouldn't be smart for you to drive, if it looks like you're going to get into a confrontation, if people are bothering you, anything at all that you're in public and you feel compromised, text one of our security guys and you will be met immediately. Michael, they tell us, the announcers, we can text the security guys if we've had too much to drink.
Don't have to worry about me. I'm in my room.
Right. But I just don't know why a player in 2021 would ever get behind the wheel when you have Uber and Lyft on your phone and team security in your contacts.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And like you said, that Henry Ruggs story was tragic, and now they've cut this guy Arnette, and I hope people start using the resources that are available to him, because at least one of those situations was preventable.
But you know, right. isn't like, I think why people don't do that, John, is like, I think there's a sort of embarrassment. Like, you have to kind of admit something. You have to call and be like, hey, I'm kind of messed up, you know, and it's going to get back to the team. There's a sort of like, he called last night.
Let me say something to both of you and to anyone who has my number in your phone. If you've ever had too much to drink and you don't want to drive, call me. I'll either come get you or make sure somebody does, and you will never have to be embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the attitude we need to have in public about situations like this. I don't care how embarrassing it is. I don't care if you're drunk on the side of the road and you wet your own pants. Don't get in a car and drive. Just don't do it. There's too many people that will get you out of that situation that will help you. And I hope that's the underlying message that comes out of all this. All right, so let me ask you guys something about this Odell Beckham thing. Rams signed Odell Beckham yesterday, and it's obvious they're going for it. They traded for Von Miller a couple weeks ago. This week they trade for Beckham. In the offseason, they signed Matthew Stafford. They're trying to make sure, Ramona, that they play in the Super Bowl when it's at SoFi Stadium in February. Dodgers, same way. Max Scherzer becomes available, they go get him. Trevor Bauer, even though it didn't work out, becomes available, they go get him. Even the Clippers gave up all their draft picks for Paul George and for Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Other teams in town, Chargers, Ducks, Kings, they say, well, if we win, people will come out. You know, winning is all that matters. In Los Angeles, is winning all that matters, or do you have to have a star? Momo, what do you think?
That's a great question. I think you have to have a star. There have been teams that do really well, and I guess the only comparison I can find is we all got really into the Kings when they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. Remember that?
Right.
And they had
and
a
they
couple
won
of stars,
it in 12, and they won it in 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were really enjoyable, and we got into it and all that. But I don't. They had a few Drew Doughty, right? And they had Anze Kopitar, and they had some. Yeah, some. But that's not why I watched. I watched because the Kings were in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they played well. That's the only sport where I could say I don't think you need a star. Like, well, people will watch when you get a run going in hockey, but they won't watch until like the conference finals.
Michael, if you were an owner, a GM, and one day you could be with the money you made and Clay's made, you guys could be part of an ownership group. If
I'm buying the Lakers soon,
okay. If you were Rob Pelinka, or if you were Jeannie Buss, or if, you know, go across the street, if you were Steve Ballmer, or I don't even know who the GM of the Clippers is now. Ramon, is it Michael Winger who's
Lawrence
making
Frank.
Those? You know,
well, Lawrence Frank and Michael Winger, yeah, those two guys.
Michael, would you be judged strictly on winning, or in order for your team to be successful in L.A., do you need a star or more than one?
Well, remember, it was a time in about 2 years of Kobe's career, we were horrible, but we still had Kobe, right?
Right.
And Staples Center was still packed to the rafters, even though we weren't going anywhere. It was still bad, but the people wanted to come see Kobe. And I guess that works for a while, but then you got to start winning in L.A. I think you got to win. I would rather, if I had to own a team in L.A., I'd rather be a winner than have like one star and be like mediocre. I'd rather be a winner because winning attracts the fans anyway, right? They're going to fill up your arena or your stadium if you're winning, if you don't have even if you don't have a Mike Trout. I mean, look at the Angels. The Angels, they got Ohtani, they got Trout. They don't win. People still want to go see them play.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a team,
right,
say
but the
like
the Dodgers draw way more fans than the Angels.
Yeah, and the Dodgers have a star in Seager. He's not a mega
well,
star, but he's a star.
They have Mookie.
Mookie.
He's the highest paid guy.
And
they
Kershaw.
Have Max Scherzer and Kershaw. They're loaded with stars.
Yeah, that's true. But I think I would rather win than have like a major star and just be mediocre.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I'm with you, Ramona. I think you need a star. All right, let me get this in. Actually, I'll do this when we come back. And I want an honest answer from everybody. Bergman, Jorge, Michael, Ramona. If they announce today that 26-year-old Logan Paul was going to sign to fight 55-year-old Mike Tyson, and the pay-per-view, let's say, was $39.95, $40, would you buy it? We'll get into that lie of the day coming up in this hour.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, actually, we're going to talk boxing, one of Michael Thompson's favorite subjects.
Yeah.
Can we talk about just the fight for or the match just for a second? I got a poll out on USA versus Mexico, and then you can get into the boxing. USA right now is leading 51.4 to 48.6 over Mexico. It's really, and Jorge and I both have jerseys on. He has a Mexico jersey. I got the USA jersey on right now.
Yes, we do.
Where is this poll? Where is it?
It's under my Twitter.
What time's this?
Under your Twitter.
Yes.
At Bergman
Greg.
Greg.
Yes, it should be right there.
And also, we put a bottle of tequila on the line.
Yep, Hornitos Black Barrel.
That's it.
Really good. It's on ESPN2 tonight at 6:10. I think that's right, Jorge.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Love that.
All right, thank you. Back to boxing.
All right, Michael, this seems like a complete stunt, as some boxing matches are, but I think I'm so stupid that I would probably buy it. 26-year-old Logan Paul, he's the guy that went 8 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. But this isn't Jake. This is Logan. He's 0-1 as a fighter. But he's 6'2". He's 190 pounds. He hung in there with Floyd for a while. Says he wants to fight Mike Tyson. Am I a complete moron for saying I would buy this fight if they put it on a card?
No, you're not crazy. I would buy it, too, because I know what I'm buying. You're just buying really a circus. You're not buying a real, real fight like a Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder type thing, Canelo versus someone else. You're buying it for the spectacle. Mike Tyson is still a huge attraction because he's reinvented himself, Ramona. He's self-deprecating. He's candid. He's open. He's funny.
Yeah.
He's a very interesting man. So, yeah, and plus, Ramona, people want to see the Paul brothers get KTFO. You know what that means?
Oh, I think I do.
Say it.
Knocked the F out.
Exactly. They figure Mike's going to do it, even though he's 55. You know, because Floyd was like just toying with him and carrying him. But
yeah,
I think Mike's
Mike would knock him out.
I think Mike's going to try to kill him. You know, not
you know what's funny,
but, you know,
John?
Beat him.
Until you told me that this is Logan, not Jake, I was like, oh, I don't think I realized there were two of them.
Really? You didn't know that?
Oh, really? Yeah, and they're both equally unlikable, right,
that's
Mike?
Funny.
Well, yeah, they have their following, but yeah, boxing fans want to see them get knocked out.
They're the heels. I mean, they're a good character.
$40, would you buy it?
Jorge?
What is that?
$40, would you buy Logan Paul, Mike Tyson?
Just because it's Mike Tyson, yes.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson's one of those fighters that I loved watching, but yeah.
You think at 55 he could knock them guys out? He can still do it, huh?
Yes. He can still do it, yeah. Have you seen him move?
I know, Mike.
Yeah.
Videos? Man, the Paul brothers cannot fight. They're all off balance. They're wide open.
Wild punches.
Isn't
wild
one of them good now? Literally, I did not realize there were two of them until you said that. And I was like, oh, I thought that one guy did a good job in his last fight. Right?
Jake
did
Paul,
he knock somebody out?
Ramona, Jake Paul, the younger Paul brother, the younger brother is going to fight Tommy Fury, Tyson Fury's half-brother.
Well, who did Jake? So Jake is the good one. He's the one who just beat somebody in MMA. Right.
Yeah, Jake is better than Logan. Yeah,
they both can't fight. They both are amateur. They look
like
amateurs.
But they're both they're like instant. They're like YouTube guys. Right?
Yeah, but
they
take
YouTube
a chance.
Yeah.
They generate interest. So what they're doing is fine. I don't have
anything
against
them. They're fine. And then did he give away to people on the undercard or something?
Yeah, and they're not cheating like that. Hey, in Ireland, they don't cheat like Korea.
Well, how do you know?
Oh, they have drug testing in Ireland.
Oh, do they?
They take this thing.
Even for exhibition fights?
Yeah, even for the exhibition. Oh, yeah, you can't go in there.
Dude, but the fact that they
can
take punches from professional fighters, no matter where they're
from,
that's crazy.
And they do go against MMA fighters.
Seriously.
And stuff like that. So, and they are willing to take a chance.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind what they're doing. I mean, you understand what you're paying for.
I don't either. They're heel. You know, they're playing the heel really well.
Right.
And, like, I'll say this. I guess I didn't realize there were two of them, but, like, they're always on our air. They're always doing promotional stuff. They're always on... You know, it was on, and that takes work. Like, I think a lot of people like to complain about, hey, we don't get this attention, or we don't come watch our fight. How come nobody wants to watch this or do that? you know what? You got to put the work in. Yep. You have to sell your fight and exactly. like you have to sell what you do. And all you are essentially, they're spectacles. They're just entertainment. They're a spectacle or whatever it is. But they work at it. They do all the interviews. They're good trash talking. Not every Michael, you know, in wrestling, some people can't talk trash. They don't know how to do it.
Exactly. If you got good mic skills,
they gotta get a mic man.
Mic skills. Yeah. It's all about mic skills.
Not everybody has mic skills.
But the one thing about the Paul brothers, they are a little delusional because one of them said they want to fight Canelo. I said, no, come on, let's not go crazy now.
Yeah, I mean that would be a bloodbath.
Yeah,
but that's kind of on brand, right? I mean that's the.
Yeah, but come on, Canelo wouldn't. I mean Canelo would be like the easiest payday in the history of boxing.
Yeah, Canelo wouldn't waste his time.
No,
Michael, tonight at Staples.
Hey, by the way, Michael. Mm-hmm. We're missing the biggest news of the day. Woman on this, Britney Spears is free.
Oh please, you've been following.
You guys,
that.
This happened about an hour ago.
How old
Britney
is Britney?
Spears has spoken out after a judge terminated her conservatorship today. I think I'm gonna cry the rest of the day. Best day ever.
How old is Britney?
Britney Spears' conservatorship is free. I think she's at 40-something, right?
So why was her father in charge of her money if she's that old for the last 20 years? I don't get that.
Well, that's what she's been fighting.
Well, there
for.
Was some erratic behavior. Yeah, that's what she's been. There's some erratic did behavior she sign like, when she. Remember?
Did she sign like some form that she didn't know she was signing? Is that what happened?
Among other things, yeah.
That's not yeah, how she got... signed it, but I don't think she really wanted to. I think the basically a lot of it was used against her because she had kids, right? So this is like how she was going to see her kids, and she has some. Remember, she shaved her head.
Is that when she was into drugs and all that stuff, and she was all messed up? So,
yeah, and there's some bad stuff, and so and they basically like the family intervened. And then there's been all this stuff about like how this thing's lasted way too long. Like, yeah. She's sort of being forced to do stuff, allowed to talk. And like, people go and read her Instagram messages to see like if she has code words in there because she can't really say what she wants to say.
Wow.
I mean, I'm telling you, this is a big day in America.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't understand how
fair.
I don't understand how a father could do that to his child. I don't get that. Boy or girl. I just don't understand how you could try to screw over your
I
own
agree
kid.
With you.
I don't get that. Because you're a parent, Ramona, in Ireland, you're a parent. Can you imagine trying to do something
never.
To harm your kid? I don't get it.
Well, apparently, her dad felt like she couldn't take care of her own money, that she would just give it away to people who didn't have her best interest. But if you study that case, and I've seen two documentaries on this, I don't think he had her best interest in mind. I think her dad's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right, coming up, Ramona has the lie of the day.
Oh,
Michael, you don't think
it's
you
a
have
few opportunities, right?
I think I got it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think I've got it, but I can't decide between two of them. Jorge, what do you think?
I think I got something. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Greg? I think the first listener's gonna get it.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Really?
$1, Michael.
You think it was that obvious?
Yeah, it's that obvious. I don't know. I bet you the usual bet, Mortimer. $1.
$1. 877 710 ESPN.
Here I am thinking 877. Everybody thinks they know it.
You're horrible.
710-3776. If you can name Ramona's lie of the day, game of games still gonna come. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we have reached the lie of the day. Today was Ramona's lie. Michael thinks he's got it.
And I think every other listener's got it.
And Michael and I have bet a dollar.
Really?
Yep.
That the first person, Michael says the first person will get it. I say no. Bergman, you think you have it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got it.
All right, and Jorge?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty
See,
obvious.
I'm between two things. Okay. Momo, here we go. Adam in L.A. Adam, what was Ramona's lie
Come on, Adam.
Of the day?
It was so obvious. Come on, Adam.
It's got to be the Coyotes.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
All right, Jorge, is that what you think?
Nope.
Nope.
Greg?
Nope.
All right. Ramona, is the Coyotes story true?
100% true. 100%
true. Boom! Michael, give me a dollar.
Come on.
Oh,
thanks anyway, Adam.
I sent you a video. This is what I do. I made the sound.
Okay. Wow. That keeps.
I really do that. Like, that's what you do when you see a coyote.
All right, that keeps one of mine alive.
Ireland a dollar.
All right, Javier.
I'm a pretty good liar, huh? Yeah.
In Bellflower. Javier, did you think it was the coyote, Javier, or do you got another guess?
No, I also thought it was the coyote. I don't think she raised her hands like that and scared them off.
Right.
I totally do. You do. I totally do every time.
I don't have another guess.
Yeah, what else did you do to a coyote? You got to make
yourself.
You
don't have another guess. And
no
Greg,
other guess? Come on.
Yeah.
Man.
And okay, so we'll Greg, get a couple more. 877-710 ESPN. Okay, here's Peter in Canoga Park on line 7, Jorge. Peter, what do you think Ramona's lie of the day is?
Is it the one where she's talking about the when? Hold on, let me.
Come on, Peter. The one where you can do it. Jealous, you can do it. Come on, Peter.
Jealous.
Oh, where she's jealous of Nevin's girlfriend who baked the good. That's a good guess, Peter. Ramona, is the story about
well,
the
you gotta,
girl?
Well, you got to say what it is. You got to say. You got to say the part of that story.
Well, he did. He said, "Are he
okay, on the baking?" That is where the lie was. That is where. The
All right,
lie
Peter,
was.
We're giving it to you, man.
Should we pin him down? All right, we're gonna give it to him.
What, Ramona? What specifically did you lie about in that story?
Oh, those lemon bars are so good. There's
the
no
baked
way
goods.
I would ban them.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I still get those lemon bars. I was like, man, I that's why.
So
I said
what
I
was
ask
the
you a question? Like I said, I had to ban him.
What
the
was
lie
the lie?
Is that I said that I banned them. I said I couldn't have them do it. You
oh,
know?
So
like,
you still
the,
having
the lemon
them.
Bars are so good.
Oh, so you're
of
still
course.
Oh, so you're still
I
eating.
Still let her bake for him. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Lemon
wow.
bars.
Wow, that's a
so good
lie.
The brownies, the lemon bars, the jams—they're so good. I can't say no to that.
Wow.
It's okay,
Ramona.
I just laid down the law with Nevin, and I was like, okay, well, listen, I don't like that you didn't tell me that you guys didn't date until now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, these are so good.
That's funny. That is a good one. Yeah. Wow.
I like your priorities, too.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Peter gets a vote for Jorge T-shirt. Thank you, Peter. Michael, a couple things I wanted to bring up before we get to Game of Games. Number one, we're going to see Anthony Edwards tonight, the number one pick in last year's draft. He dropped 48 points on the Warriors the other night. How good is this guy? Is he like all-star good?
Oh, yeah. This guy is a cross between if Vince Carter and Dwayne Wade had a baby, it'd be a Anthony Edwards.
But you think he's going to be at the level of Devin Booker, Clay, Steph, Chris Paul? He's going to be Damian Lillard? He's got that in him?
Yeah, he's already an all-star. He could be an all-star this year, man. He's that good. This kid's a stud.
You know who's an all-star is John Ireland because he's got a partner who never shows up to the game.
That's true.
And even worse, Sedano. When he comes and he wears this as like a badge of honor, he leaves at halftime. Why would you waste a press seat on a guy who doesn't even stay for the game? I mean, they put Pepe in the hockey press box and they give Mason a
That's
seat.
That's right. Even if we're playing Brooklyn, he'll walk
a real
out.
Seat.
By the way, Sedano, Anthony Edwards, it can't be an all-star this year, right? There are too many other good guards in the West.
Off the top of my head, I would probably say no, but he's going to put up numbers that will make it a challenge, I think.
Here's what you need to know about Anthony Edwards, okay? He is a former football player.
He was like one of the top Pop Warner players in the country.
Yeah, that's his first love.
He's
really
good.
Yeah.
And he's also still really young because last year when he was a rookie, he actually reclassified. Like he's supposed to be a rookie this year. So he's like a year. He's like the age of somebody who was drafted this summer, not the year before. He just reclassified to be part of that class. Yeah. So last year, even though I think his issues are about efficiency, right? He's kind of takes a lot of shots.
He's averaging 26 points a game,
which is but his, the fact that he's this good when he's again, like a year younger than he should be, Okay, yeah. He reclassified up. He's still real good. He's also kind of raw.
Yeah, he is still raw
until recently.
Yeah, his athleticism is off the charts. But you're right, Mom. He is. Do you think Mason would love to reclassify? Yep. I feel like Mason would love to reclassify. that would be like if he could reclassify. I feel like he would. Do you think, John? Do you think is he doing this in protest because of the event that you're having or no?
No, are you coming to the event?
I am. I am. Okay. I have RSVP'd to the event.
Okay, yes. So I'll see you tomorrow. Now, he was never going to get invited to that. basically, I'm hosting someone. Someone needed a venue, so I'm offering up my house.
Yeah.
And it's someone that George and I both know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say who it is because I'm sure a lot of people didn't make the cut. But,
But
you mean, is that the one I got invited to?
I didn't make the cut, so I don't know what it is. Yeah,
Michael, you get invited all the time and you never come.
This person called me the other day to talk to me about an event tomorrow night. Is that what he was talking about?
Yeah, it's at my house.
Oh, I told him it was too far to drive.
I mean, you already live in like Chula Vista already, so I mean, it takes like 6 hours for you to get anywhere.
I'm halfway to San Diego. It takes
Michael,
so long.
If I sent you a car, would you come?
No, because I like to drive myself if I'm going to go anywhere. And that way I can leave when
It's actually early, too. I saw that. I didn't realize that.
Plus, I got to watch the big fight tomorrow.
I'm not invited.
I got to watch big fight tomorrow. David Benavidez.
I won't come anyway.
But Michael, the event will be over well before the fight starts.
Well, what time is this event starting?
Five.
It's at five.
And what time is it going to be over?
Like nine.
But you don't have to be there the whole time.
That's true. Is Jim Hill going?
He would be welcome. I'll tell you that.
Stu going?
I know Stu got invited.
Yeah, he ain't driving from San Diego.
That's too far. Billy's coming. Billy Mack's coming.
Oh, there you go. Billy Mack is coming. Yes, I did see
that. 5 minutes away.
Yeah. But you're – I mean, I can get you here.
Well, why didn't you guys invite Mason?
He's not – didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut for this person's guest list. Yeah.
Does he know this?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he does. Plus, he's at a spa with mud on his face.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
When you told him, because I know you told them off the air, because you let Bergman and Mason try to guess on the air once.
Right. Right.
When you told him, did he look disappointed? Because he carries a grudge.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Oh, okay.
Because he had plans. If he didn't have plans, he would care. But he had already made plans to go put mud on his face, so he's good. All right, coming up, Game of Games. It's my game. It's Ramona, Michael, Jorge, and Greg. They each have one win in the month of November, so we're going to break the tie coming up. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, time for Game of Games. It's my game today, and we've got Jorge, Bergman, Ramona, Michael. Is Sonato still hanging around?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so you can play, George.
Hey.
Here we go. Jorge, Bergman, Ramona, and Michael all have one win in the month of November. George has only played once before, but he could win his first game today. The name of this game, guys, is Common Thread.
Common Thread.
I'm going to read you a list of people that all have something in common.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they may have more than one thing in common, so you might want to wait before you buzz in. But when you think you know the specific thing I'm looking for, that all these people have in common, your name is your buzzer.
Okay.
Here we go. List number one. Klay Thompson. Will Ferrell. Aaron Rodgers. Garrett
Sedano.
Cole. Sedano.
Pac-12 athletes? Or
correct.
Pac-12 people?
All attended Pac-12.
Yeah, that's good.
Way to go, George.
That's so general.
Well, Michael, there could be specific. It's a common thread.
Yep.
All right. Now,
how did you get Klay to go to Pullman, man? That is remote as hell, by the way.
That's the only offer you got.
Really?
Michael begged USC and UCLA to look at him, and they wouldn't do it.
Man, right. I went to Pullman, and I was like, how the hell does anyone come way out here?
Yeah. All right, here we go. List number two. Tired. That's it. I quit. I'm moving on. Send my love. Cold shoulder. Rolling in the deep.
Greg.
Greg.
Adele songs.
Mama.
Adele songs is right. Way to go.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. I would have never guessed. I would have just said Mason.
I would have gotten
that. The rolling in the deep.
I'm just on a delay.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Oh, yeah. Sure, whatever. We've heard that before.
All right. List number three. Memphis. San Diego. Green Bay. San Antonio, Jacksonville.
Michael. All cities with one professional team.
Correct, Michael.
Oh, wow.
Nicely done, Michael.
Good job.
Cities with one pro sports team. Very good. All right, Bergman won.
Wow.
Michael won.
That's a good one.
Sedano won. All right, here we go. List number four. Justin Bieber, Ryan Gosling, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Sedano.
Momo.
Canadians.
They're all Canadians. Way to go.
Wow.
Sedano takes a 2-1 lead over Michael and Bergman. All right, list number five. Dominique Wilkins, ESPN and ABC announcer Mark Jackson, Joe Bryant, Kobe's dad, Chauncey Billups, Jared Dudley, Bill Walton, Lamar Odom, Chris Paul,
what?
Blake Griffin, Kawhi Leonard,
wow.
Paul George,
Michael.
All Clippers.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow. Couldn't put any of that together.
Wow, that took us a lot to get it.
Yeah, Bill was
I'd have put that together. Bill was I forgot that Mark played for the Clippers, actually.
Wow. Well,
two more. Yeah.
So did he, probably.
Yeah. Two more, and then I got a tiebreaker.
That was embarrassing. It took us that long to get that.
Which,
I know.
Way,
we have three people who work on the NBA, and nobody can get it for that long. Yeah.
Well, it just you threw Dominique Wilkins out first. That was so cool.
Yeah, people forget that.
Yeah, that was the random one that threw me off. Yes.
All right, Michael 2, Sedano 2, Bergman 1, Jorge and Ramona yet to scratch.
We have a delay. Wake up, Jorge.
You got a delay, Jorge.
I have a delay. I got a delay.
Do something with a Mexican theme.
And a tiebreaker if we need it. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Tim Tebow, James Harden, Clayton Kershaw.
Sedano.
Momo.
No, Sedano was first.
Sedano was way early.
Say Momo.
Oh, y'all, let's let her have one.
No way, dude. That was easy. No way.
Momo, this is your one. Momo, this is your one. Momo, this is your one shot.
Oh, come on.
She got there.
Oh, left-hander.
Yeah.
Correct.
Left-handers.
Yes, Momo.
I mean, really?
What is Blocker doing now?
I'm going to file a protest.
There's no way that I'm not buzzing before Sedano.
I might as well shut everybody's mic off.
In my living room, in my office, I'm yelling Momo like over and over and over, and it's like Marco Polo.
George, it's my one mulligan to Momo.
I'm filing under protest already.
Hey, have you ever heard the phrase?
I promise you, I said it before you. Right.
No way, absolutely.
Momo,
not.
Your delay was way back.
Didn't go in the air.
it did not work that way. So
it goes on the air. Everybody hears this. Yeah.
All right, now listen.
I'm saying Momo over and over and over.
Listen, Jorge, you're out. All right, Bergman, Ramona, Michael, and Sedano, this one's for you. Bergman has one, Momo has one, Michael has two, and Sedano has two. So if Michael or Sedano get it, they win it. If Ramona or Greg get it, it goes to a tiebreaker. All right, here we go. Al Davis, Aaron Sorkin, Dick Clark, Bob Costas, Dave McMenamin,
Sedano, Syracuse.
They all went to Syracuse, and the winner is George Sedano. Way to go!
Wow,
Sedano.
That was good.
Now everybody has
Al
a point.
Al Davis went to Syracuse.
So did Aaron Sorkin.
You got me with Costas and McMenamin. Once that happened, I knew.
Well, you would have got the next one too. The next one was Mike Tirico.
Oh yeah.
Then Carmelo. Then Jim Brown. That would have given it away.
I will remove my protest from file.
Yeah, because you win.
Like literally, George, I promise you, I was saying my name when he said James Harden. Like I was saying, and it took that long.
That's right.
I mean, the delay that I have must be light.
I'm going to pull the tape.
Like it's.
Ramona, Jorge's going to pull the tape when I say it wasn't.
But how
could
he know?
Close.
Because he doesn't know what my delay is.
Right, but we
I do know.
Only
I'm monitoring.
We can only go on what we hear on the air. We don't know what you're doing at home.
Because I only know when I hear Sedano, and I know that I said it at least twice before Sedano said his name.
All right, let's do
at
the
least on my end.
Let's do the tiebreaker just for fun. All right.
Okay.
At the start of this NFL season,
can we get the music back?
I don't know. George is trying to get this controversy worked out.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you, George.
All right.
Okay. At the start of this NFL season, Alabama had more current players on NFL rosters than any other school. How many Alabama alumni were on NFL rosters at the start of the season?
Ooh.
Briones.
Closest to the number?
Yeah. Without going over. Briones.
Skip me. Hold on.
All right. Bergman.
There were 37.
Okay, Momo.
I would say 25.
All right, Michael.
I'm guessing at least two a team. Alabama's so good. Average of two a team. I'm going to go 60, 62.
All right, Sedano.
Wow.
I'm going to say 65.
All right. Sedano and Michael are out because they went over.
Ah.
Bergman is the winner.
Hey.
The correct answer is 53.
Wow.
Oh. All right, now, Ramona,
wow.
are you
That's
there?
A lot. Yeah,
Momo?
I'm here.
All right, Jorge, you have it, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, he's got it.
By the way, that reaction was a lot faster than the one, the James Harden question. I got to be honest with you.
All right, so Momo.
All I know is what I hear on my end.
Okay, so Momo, I want you to listen to what everybody else heard. Here you go.
Okay.
It's like a full second.
Over and over. But that's what you guys hear.
Why are you repeating yourself so hard?
But that's what you hear.
You heard me. If you
because
heard,
that's
you heard
what every
like
that's what the audience
says.
Hold on, here it goes.
See, this Sedano is what you're
clear.
Hearing, but I'm saying I'm at home and my delay on my stupid cell phone app is terrible. 100%. I'm saying. But this is just what, like, it takes a long time for whatever I'm
Ramona,
saying to get
you
to
realize
you. It's like light years.
You're arguing against what everyone else heard. You're the only one.
I know, that's what you heard.
What you think.
But I can only play you what I heard. Like, what I heard was James Harden, Momo.
Yeah,
and then he says Sedano. I'm like, no, Momo.
Yeah, the first
like,
Momo didn't come through.
Like, I said it before
Ramona,
him.
You were going to guess.
But it doesn't
after,
come through because I was
You were
going to
guess after I said James Harden.
No way. Yes.
All right, here's the full question.
Because it was obvious. Left-handed quarterback, James Harden, left-handed shooter.
I mean,
okay,
come on.
You keep playing what you heard, but you're not playing what I heard.
Yeah. So you were saying so
Momo
after Harden.
I think that I'm in the clear. Yes.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
I
want
it.
That's what I want anyway.
I'm like,
we gave you, Ramona, we gave you.
No, but like, literally on my end,
I mean,
the way
it's
you
fine.
Play it is like.
They gave you the point. It's cool. Yeah.
We gave
you
the point.
But you can hear what I'm hearing.
Anyway.
But she was playing
okay,
under.
I didn't need your point.
Yeah. All right. We're out of here.
Like,
Sedano and Cap.
Okay.
Do you have Cap today, George?
Momo's still going. I love it.
Turn her mic off.
She's pleading a case.
Sedano, do you have Cap today?
Yeah, we have Cap. We're talking sports and things.
Excellent.
Yes.
Sedano and Cap next, 710 ESPN.
I'm upset, man. I don't even want to play anymore if it's going to be like this.